Okay, well, welcome everyone to this Tuesday, July 17th meeting, 2018, of the Planning Board. We have a public comment section, and then communications, and then finally new business. It's only new business because it's been it's a new application of an old plan that we've reviewed extensively, so... Landmark Corporation has done the work for Yachting Solutions to put two temporary shelters up, 160 by 134 and 180 by 120. And that's 56 New County Road, tax map 50B2. So we'll start with a public comment section.
Well,
wow.
Hi there.
We have somebody from the public.
Is that on?
Is the mic on?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Test. Well, my name is Ron Huber. I'm executive director of Friends of Penobscot Bay. We're a Waterkeeper Alliance affiliate. And I've been asking around. People have been sending me some of the questions they'd like you all to incorporate in your review here. The first was, has the planning board gotten the opinion of the fire chief about the hazard of fiberglass boats burning in fabric structures? Will they have sprinkler systems? The second was, will the fabric structures be set on concrete pads with sills to protect the ground from paint, coatings, solvents, degreasers, other wash waters, things like that can run off? And what is the plan for disposing of liquid and solid waste? And will the contaminated wash water be disposed of through the sewage treatment plant, or will it divert into a storm sewer, or what? And the last question was, what will be the volume and noise level of heavy truck traffic transporting boats on Pleasant Street and within the boatyard itself for neighboring residences? So those are the questions that they hope that you would just take note of in your review.
Mm-hmm.
Seem fairly peaceful. Thank you.
I'm missing one. After the sills and before the wash water.
Oh, okay.
Sprinkler system and fire.
Sprinkler systems, right.
No, sprinklers first, sills second, something else, and then wash
okay.
water.
Contaminated wash water, that is the wash water, will it be disposed of? Will it go to a public storm water
yeah.
in the bay, or will it go into the treatment?
Yeah, before that.
Fire hazard with
well, let me just try again.
No,
well,
no.
These two firing structures, we set on concrete pads with
fireglass
boats. There we go.
Yeah.
A little sill to keep water from washing out, just contained so that it can be disposed of appropriately.
Okay.
That was that one. And I just got a long list of things that are just, you know, the things that would run off in the course of work there that even has to do with the solvents and so on. And I little doubt that these folks are very professional at this sort of thing, but still, we just want to make sure on the record that those things are looked into.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll close the public comment section. And any further communications, John?
Just the one that I put on your desk.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Is that just the public hearing, or is that also the ordinance copy? Which one did you find out?
This is what was sent to us as a communication,
okay
by us.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. All right, then, why don't you step forward and you know the drill.
I do.
Take your names and your involvement in the project.
Get away here.
Bill Morong, founder and CEO of Yachting Solutions.
Edwin Morong, Vice President of Yachting Solutions.
Well, things have obviously changed. Now we have an ordinance amendment that exempts you from the design standards and gives you up to a possibility of 2 years for approval of a temporary structure.
Yes, sir.
Temporary structures in this case. I don't know, should we, is there any of these things that Ron had mentioned? That
I'm happy to address them one by one if you'd like me to.
Sure, all right, thank you.
So, where do you have.
Well, there was fire hazard of fiberglass bolts, I guess.
I mean, whether the fiberglass boats burn inside of a fabric structure or outside in clear air, I'm not sure it's any different.
I can assist on that answer. First of all, I was going to sneak up to Bill afterwards and remind him that even though we've got plan board approval, you still need a building permit.
Sure.
These fabric structures have a material on them that has a certain UL listing, okay, or NFPA test listing. Mm-hmm. And they are considered type 2 construction. Type 2 construction is basically can be a very, 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 very large building even without a sprinkler. So the fact is they don't need a sprinkler, and they are well below the limitation on size for a storage building in type 2 construction. So there's no issue whatsoever. But that will be the thing that I review with the building permit. They will not be sprinkled. They don't have to be sprinkled.
Okay, so, but in, you know, since obviously all we're concerned about are worst-case things, that if, God forbid, you know, can of solvent catches fire when a cigar goes flipping past or something.
And, right. Well,
and the ship, what is the fabric such that
the fabric is a material that meets a certain rating. Okay, it's listed.
A certain flame-proof rating.
Well,
a certain amount of time of fire can be in there before it's compromised.
All I can say is it's okayed by the International Building Code as well as NFPA.
Okay.
Okay, and then the next one, which is...
This is not just falling. Okay, this is special stuff.
So, Sills, did you claim that spills?
The second one. And you are not planning to put it on any concrete plat.
We're not planning on putting it on any concrete plat.
Your future finished buildings probably would be on a concrete slab.
Correct. However, to also follow up to Ron's question, we're not intending to do any washing, paint, you know, and any painting or anything like this is meant to be a cold storage building. Yeah. We, in fact, bring every boat in that we bring into the yard. We wash on a specific wash pad. All the wash water gets collected, pumped into a tank, and that wash water is taken off-site by Clean Harbors. So
Clean Harbors, okay.
So there's
interstate.
Or interstate now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interstate.
Interstate does that.
Same
idea. So it wouldn't be like we'd be putting boats inside the building and then pressure washing the bottoms. That all is contained in a fabric wash pit.
Okay.
I would also add that I think boatyards are pretty well regulated by DEP.
It's pretty much seniors' full-time job to make sure that we do nothing but comply
senior
with
full-time?
Him. That's pretty much what he does full-time.
Seniors,
right?
Yeah. Walk around dealing with safety and hazmat stuff. So that's, in fact, we're Sharps compliant organization and. Mm-hmm. Etc. So
you do plan on doing some repair of boats,
I already anticipate some carpentry work, you know, maybe some varnish work, polishing, things of that nature inside the building, but I wouldn't anticipate any bottom washing at all. And there being no, you know, spill compliance would be within, under the FDA regulation, yeah. So, same way we do in anywhere else. We've got drains in the buildings, so we have to comply the same way, you know. So.
And what was the next one here?
Truck traffic.
Truck traffic, yeah. So, the plan, Ron, for the truck traffic is that all of the large truck, the 30-ton hydraulic trailer, the tractor-trailer stuff, would come in on New County Road the same way it does now. If the grades work out okay, we might run the tonner truck, you know, kind of the dual axle pickup truck, to load trailer boats or smaller boats on Pleasant, but it wouldn't be like the tractor trailer type traffic, and it certainly wouldn't be running through traffic. If it went anywhere, it would take a left to, you know, go in New County, take a left to George Halls, back in the building there, and that's it.
There is a weight limit on that portion.
Correct.
So. Yep. Won't be like lengthy convoys coming on through Pleasant Street. Or
nope.
So you're aware there's a weight limit on
it's posted. Yeah, it's posted a weight limit. Yeah.
That sign move. It's getting closer to City Hall now. The weight limit sign.
Oh, you mean Public Works is in violation every day?
Actually, I just came that way, and it was very close to the intersection.
Yeah.
On the town side.
What? There was a weight limit on...
On Pleasant Street.
What? Was it 10,000?
20,000, I think.
20,000?
Yeah, I think so. I just saw it's 20,000, and it's no through traffic, 20,000. So, no through traffic is intended. And even in the construction we've done with the Mecklens, we've instructed them they can't take a left and go through Pleasant. They have to go take a right and head towards Halls.
Well, that'll be very relieving if people know that.
Yep.
Okay. Liquid and solid waste.
All of that's contemplated already. We have a liquid and solid waste program that you administrate, and you can probably speak more.
We gather everything in 55-gallon drums, and it's taken off-site and disposed of through a licensed hazmat disposal company.
Okay. You covered all the...
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem.
Second. O'Hara's just went up $10 a foot. I may be calling. Except I have to take my mask off.
Yeah, that's the problem.